Mr. Hafer, thank you for joining us today.
It's good to be here, Bill.
We do an interview with the National Commander just about every year, and just about every year at this time. And it means that Memorial Day is on the way. And how should we be looking at this day, especially in the climate of the times?
Yes, good question. And thank you again for having me. And, you know, Memorial Day is a special day. And, you know, some people talk about maybe we should bring that day to a different day and all these things, you know, and get more information out there, make it more, you know, known. And it's like, nah, let's keep that day as it is. For our teaching, what is it all about? And really, it's taking that time to remember, right? Remember the cost of freedom. And, you know, I know we don't want to have a cliche here, but, you know, freedom isn't free. But, you know, it's more than just words. It is the truth. There has been a cost to freedom. I was just talking with one of my friends earlier, and, you know, as a pastor, that's my job. I remember having that dream back when I was in seventh grade, and I know some children and maybe even our listeners thinking back when they were in school of having thoughts of what they wanted to be when they grew up, and having dreams. And in our country, we can do that. We can do that because of our good Lord, and yes, because of the veteran. And so I embraced that. I was able to go through high school saying I want to do this, and having communication classes and writing classes and speech and all those things, and going to a college I wanted to go to, and later on getting my master's and all those things, you know. And I think my veteran community every single day for that. And so a day like Memorial Day, just taking time aside, because we understand, you know, it's over an extended weekend, and we don't want to feel guilty. You know, I know it's some classified as the beginning of summer, and people like to have a, you know, especially like when you're from Wisconsin, you know, we like to have our brats and hamburgers. Yeah. Well, everybody really does, right? It's okay to do those things, but remember to take a little time out of that weekend, especially even on that Monday, or go to an observance, place some flowers at a veteran's grave, or even your family members too, you know, that served, and just take that time to remember, and then to teach our children about it. That is so important, Bill, to teach our young that freedom is so important. And never lose the meaning of that, not just of the word, but of the reality and the cost that people laid down so we could have that.
Yeah, by the way, around here is kibasa, not brats, but, you know.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but we're grilling this weekend, but you're right. It is originally was called Decoration Day, and we decorated
absolutely
the graves of the fallen. So, and that should always be remembered. Now, the Legion is in the hallmark, in the forefront of veterans' issues, and one that seems to be getting more and more attention, and justifiably so, is the problem with veteran suicides. And the Legion has been, again, in the leadership position, trying to prevent veteran suicides.
Absolutely, Bill, and we are taking the forefront on that. When we have 135,000 take their lives, and that number since 9/11, that is more than from Vietnam to the present war all combined, to the present wars. That number is staggering. That to me is a crisis, and that's why this is our priority, period. And as the largest wartime veterans organization, we want to address it. We know those numbers. I mean, I gave you that statistic, but there's other these other numbers dealing with 17, 18. I think it's more of a campaign number, but 22. But I can even give you university reports that say it could even be more than double that number. That's just staggering. And being the largest, it's not just the number, but we want to take that leadership. And that's why we've taken this seriously with our mission called Be the One. We want to be that one to save one. So we're going to ask those difficult questions, uncomfortable questions. You know, do you have thoughts of suicide? And being out front with that. But then we're going to listen. So much of that communication, we have like over 90% is listening. And that's what we want to do. We want to listen. And then from there, reach out with our resources. And, you know, we understand that if it is a crisis situation, we're not going to waste time. We're dialing that 988 number and dialing the one after, which then specifies this is a veteran issue. But we're being aware of it. That's the most important, Bill, is to be aware. We're not mental health experts. We're not the Legionnaire Counselor of the Year. We just want to have our family members be aware of this situation. And, you know, we're right now with that awareness, we are saving lives. I have so many people as I travel, I'm not even home. I'm only home. Maybe it will be about 3 weeks, through my term as a national commander. So I'm not home much and on the road visiting all the states and even going around the world. People have tapped me on the shoulder and said, you know something, Commander, what you talked about, it resonates. And in fact, they're saying, that was me. That's me that you're talking about. And they thank me up and down to make that aware and to make them known that they're not alone and that they're not a problem. And we're here. We are really here as a family to help. And that's why we are embracing Be the One.
Yeah, and by the way, along with Be the One, it also means... be the one to call 988 if you know somebody who is getting in a bad way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Be that one to ask. Be that one to listen. You bet. Be the one to reach out. And, you know, as a counselor, as a pastor, you know, there's times where people come into my office and it's like, Pastor, do you have a minute? You know, that line, you know, it's more than a minute, and that's good. That's okay. But sometimes what I do, I don't even say a word. I'm just listening. And they'll get up and they'll say, you know, Pastor or even Commander, you know, they'll be like, wow, I just feel better. And that's what people need. They just need that communication. And I think, you know, sometimes leave that phone alone. Let's have conversation, right? One-on-one conversation. I think that's amazing and to be a part of that.
And before we go any further, is there a website we can go to find out more about the Legion and
Absolutely.
About the Be the One campaign?
Absolutely. If they want to know, anyone wants to know more about the American Legion or even join us, go to legion.org. And then especially with Be the One, it's just betheone.org as well. So those are two great websites. And join the family. Join the family. Let's together save lives and change lives.
So we mentioned that the Legion is in the forefront of veterans' issues and also in being a resource for veterans and their families. What are some of the issues that you're also focusing on right now?
Actually, a good question, Bill. What we want to do is with those other details that we have with our legislative, the best that we would do, and not that I want to throw out, you know, major website issues, but legion.org/action is our other priorities that we do have. One that I know that we want to do is this called concurrent receipt. It's a veterans tax where we have this agenda where that we want to repeal the unjust disability veterans tax, that no one has that concurrent receipt. You know, most Americans don't realize that, you know, many disabled veterans that retire from the military fund their own compensation through their pensions. So, you know, they get penalized. So when they retire and they're disabled at the same time, they have to choose between one or the other. We think that's not right. And so there's these issues out there. We also want to have our Coast Guard paid. We are really uplifting our military quality of life issues. I mean, there's so many things, Bill, out there. So definitely suicide is our number one, but there's other issues. And excellent question to bring up as well. We're not just one-dimensional. And also what we do is we plug in to our communities too, helping our youth and our children. I was just talking about it with a good friend of mine and dealing with our baseball programs, you know, getting our youth involved, where we have over 50,000 athletes participate in our baseball programs. That's amazing. We have a big one we call Boys State and Boys Nation. We have over 16,000 young men participate in that, as well as our girls, too. You know, so we're not just a little club on the street. We're not just a little social club, right? That's why I think people are really resonating that, yeah, the American Legion definitely is changing lives and saving lives.
Although, if you have a list of the kids who played Legion ball who ended up in the majors, that could take up the rest of the day as far as doing the interview. So, by now,
yeah.
Every time we do these conversations, I seem to be talking to the commander as they're heading overseas, and you're about to head overseas. What's that all about?
Yeah. So, last year, I went to Vietnam and Korea, and Taiwan, and loop back then to Hawaii. I'm on the verge of going over to the Europe side of things, you know, so I'll be in Normandy, I'll be in Spain. And the whole big thing, what I do there is not, those are not vacation trips. One big thing that I've been talking about throughout my whole year is about purpose and relevance. I'm not on vacation, I'm working. And what we do is talking about changing and saving lives, but the importance of that relevance and purpose, I just want to, because it's really dear and near to me, but I do want to bring up when I went to Vietnam. Why was I there? We don't have any posts in Vietnam, and I couldn't talk to any Legionnaires, but the big thing that was important there is I actually went on a recovery mission. So what we did is we were able to pinpoint where one of our brothers went down, just think of this, back in 1968. And we were there on a recovery mission, and we did find wreckage from a plane, and we did find remains. I cannot reveal where I was because of family issues and privacy, but just think, you know, the American Legion is at the forefront of trying and making sure that agencies such as the DPAA, you know, agencies like that that go after and try to recover the remains of those who have fallen, especially in the foreign lands, that we have a full accounting for those individuals, that we want them to be brought back and buried, as I say, on sacred land. Sacred soil back here in America. We are at the forefront of that. That is important. You don't know how many people that resonates with. Talking about purpose and relevance, if anything would pull on the heartstrings, that would be one where veterans should say, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that. That was a powerful visit. And,
yes,
and to now be able, yeah. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I was going to say, we had a story recently locally where the remains of an airman from World War II were return to home. So the Legion's very involved in those recovery efforts.
Exactly. And now to be able to go to Normandy and bring that history back, you know, everywhere I go, and to know that there's still people there from other past commanders that talk to me, and I want to experience that well as well. But those citizens there, I mean, they still thank America up and down for what we have done. And let's not forget why I'm also over there is to visit our troops, too. So, again, talking about the quality of life issues over there, we're at the forefront of that.
And one more time, if you want more information about the Legion and, again, about the Be the One campaign, where can we go?
Again, go to legion.org. And then for Be the One, just simply betheone.org as well. And I would say, Bill, if any veteran out there is listening and even family members and learn more about us, even join us. The more we can do, and that is to change lives and save lives, Bill.
And there's information on the website about who is eligible to join and what the particular parameters are. And this
Absolutely.
Is always a... This is always a great and very informative interview, and I look forward to doing this again with you. And I wish you safe travels, and thank you for joining us today.
Yes, thank you kindly.